Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, July the 10th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Now, if you're just tuning in this morning, boy, we've got the news this morning for you. Let's see. First of all, if you've been following the flower pot tragedy that has went on here at my house. You know, I'm not going to go through it all again because I went through it all last hour, but here's all I can tell you. The flower pot was taken somewhere around June the 15th, and on July the 7th, the flower pot has returned, and it's full of flowers now. So there you go. I don't know who did it. I appreciate that they did it. It's very nice. But, so the flower pot wasn't stolen. I think this flower pot does more traveling than I do. And I don't know, you know, I can't even speak on it at this point. I have no idea how it happened. But thank you to whoever did it. And I guess onward and upward we go with that. And now our Harding dog collar thing. Now this is where the money's at this morning as far as I'm concerned. Because... and I'm not going to go through this all again either because I went through it in hour number one. But here's the dog collar was stolen in 2012. We tried to put a $1,000 reward up. We upped it to $5,000. We got the prosecutor and the police chief to come on and say there were going to be no charges. Well, here's the deal. This is my last ditch attempt at this. August the 2nd is the centennial of Harding's death. President Harding will have been dead 100 years on August the 2nd. Here's my theory. I don't know if we want to up the reward. I'll have to talk to the person who put the reward up for that, or if they want to leave it or dry. You know, I don't know. It's not my money, so I cannot speak for them. But my theory is for 7 days leading up to Harding's centennial, a centennial of his death, which is on August the 2nd, which would be July 26th. If the dog collars returned in that 7-day period, we will give them the reward. There will be no prosecution. There will be no arrest. And maybe that will generate some news that will help get this thing returned. And maybe people would want to add to the reward. I don't know. If you want to add to the reward, you certainly could. So, does anybody have any thoughts on those two subjects? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, I'm great. How are you, Ryan?
Oh, doing pretty good. I don't know if the lady's still listening, but on Tobias Road, they're building a marijuana cultivating operation out there.
Really?
And it's going to supply... the you know, the marijuana stores in the local area. There's one like in Wyandotte County and one here.
So it's a marijuana cultivating area.
Yeah, they're going to grow marijuana out there on Tobias Road and then supply the stores.
Wow, that is fascinating. So, now, marijuana is not grown legally anywhere else in Marion County, is it?
No, it is not.
So this will be directly for, like, the dispensary out here on 95.
Yes, yep, correct. And then it's kind of located halfway between the one in Marion and the one on 23 there in Wyandotte County.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, Ryan, thanks. That's
yep, you're welcome.
I just wanted
to call. I'm heading to a meeting right now, but I thought I'd let that lady know.
Hey, thank you. Have a good meeting, Ryan.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Ryan, one of our long... Well, see, this is why this show is number one. It's not because of me. It's because of the listeners we have out there, because clearly I didn't know anything going on. How about that? Out on Tobias Road, they're building a marijuana cultivating area. Now, did anybody else hear that? That's fascinating. Legally growing marijuana to supply things such as the dispensary here in Marion, out here on Mount Vernon Avenue. That's very interesting. Now, what did that take? A whole 20 minutes to find out the answer to that question. See, you ask anything here and you get an answer. Not from me, but from the listening audience. All right, 740-751-4038. Well, what do you think of that? A marijuana cultivating area out on Tobias Road. I wonder if that'll cause any problems. I hope not. You know, but what should we say? A lot of people use marijuana for recreational use. Hopefully there's no issues there. But, well, there you go. That's fascinating. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Scott? Yes.
See if anybody knows out on 309 by the old down front. Well, I guess it's around the old depot towards the old Hot River Valley School. There's a huge building being built there. I haven't been out that way for, I don't know, maybe a few weeks. And then over by Silver Line Windows on the right, that's where most of the buildings are. Right before you get to Silver Line, or I don't know if they call it Anderson now or not, there's another huge building being built there.
You know, I
and
do...
sign what they are.
You know, I do, hold on one second, because I do think at one point we did have the news on what's being built out by River Valley. Let me look for that real quick. But what do you make of the dog collar idea and the Harding birth or death anniversary coming up?
I didn't get all that.
Oh, yeah, well, the anniversary of President Harding's death is coming up on August the 2nd, and I thought, well, what if for 7 days we offered that reward again, but also talked about... you know, it's only going to be available for 7 days. You're not going to be prosecuted. Maybe it'll get some publicity because it is the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death on August the 2nd.
I still think that if, like, you know, they put up signs like there by the Marion Catholic and out by Walmart, those roads and north of town somewhere, a sign up east and west, but mostly out, because a lot of people go out to Walmart and stuff. If a sign's put up, people don't listen to the radio hardly, and they don't surely read that paper. So, like me, if I did listen to your radio station or get the paper, I wouldn't know anything about it. So,
well, yeah,
I still think a sign needs to be put up, and if for a while, if they want people want to donate, you know, like $1, $2, $5, whatever, and up at some. But just that's been what 11 years since it was stolen. And say if they, it had to be, I'm going to say more or less, a young person, maybe 20-something, so then, or 20-something be in their 30s or 40s. And that's what I can't get. If they took it, it's almost like that lady justice. Why not take it back and put it on the porch or something?
Well,
I can't see people doing that. It drives me nuts when somebody steals. But then when they steal and have it for years, something's wrong.
Well, here's what I think. Number one, Lady Justice took over 30 years to return because it was...
I know it.
Yeah.
That makes me so mad because a lot of people died. They wanted that up. And to me, there's no excuse. You sold it. I just don't... It makes me mad when I hear about that Lady Justice. So,
right,
and
but,
then...
But also, what I think this would do... Because you do have to get the word out. Yeah, I think this might... If the reward was changed, and the fact that it's coinciding with Harding's 100th death date, I think maybe the national news would run that. Because I don't know. Here's my theory on the dog collar. I don't think people, because when the reward went up to $5,000, it was only in the Marion Star. And then when the prosecutor and the police chief said they wouldn't press charges, I don't even think the Marion Star covered that because they have a lack of reporters now. They only have one reporter. But I think if the reward was upped and it was tied to President Harding's death, the 100th anniversary of his death, I think it might get national attention because that's interesting to say, hey, listen, you have a 7-day window here. You have from... July 26th to August 2nd, which is the day of his death, to return that dog collar. I think the national, I think even the TV stations might pick up on that.
Well, what I'm thinking is that, was it the left side of the house they went in the window, or the right side where that apartment building
Left side.
Well, if it's that one window, the top one, I looked at that one time I went by, it's extremely high. And I don't know about the first window, but I know there's a window high up. It had to be somebody that was very, I'm going to say more or less like a boy, man, somebody lightweight.
What had to
be? There were apartments there, and I'm not blaming it on them. And it had to be a place close, because you don't take a ladder on an automobile, and you probably wouldn't take it in a truck. The truck would sit out there. He almost had to be close enough to walk around there with a ladder. And maybe they didn't take the ladder because somebody went by and they ducked or ran or something. We'll go back and get it. But before they could go back and get it, I don't know, maybe somebody found out. But it doesn't make sense to me. There ought to be more things valuable than that dog collar. If they hadn't been in that home, when you ask people in Marion, have you been in that haunted home? Nobody ever tells me yes. So how would a young person even know, or anybody know, about the dog collar?
Well, that's what and I think that's what will help here, is making it a unique story to where media outlets want to pick it up. Because when the reward was first offered, the $1,000 reward, that did go national. People were reading about that in all 50 states.
Well, that's what I don't know. There would be something more valuable, and why not get something downstairs low where you could get something bigger out?
That's it. And that's
it,
what...
It doesn't make sense. And to me, it'd be more like a kid doing it. And then it's been so many years. I'm not going to say drugs, but maybe something was involved in... I don't know.
Well,
if
I mean,
I tell where it is.
I think...
It has to be out where people could see. Because, I mean... Now, it has been in the Marion Star lately, the last 3 years. I've had like 3 or 4 months where I get the paper instead of, I don't do Saturdays because it's on the internet. But out of 6 days, I was lucky to get it 2 days a week, maybe three. And I don't think I saw that in the paper, so I must have missed that one.
Well, yeah, and it was on the front page at one point, and that's just what happens. But I think with the 100th anniversary of his death, I think there'll probably be some news stories on that anyway. And if we can tie into that with this dog collar thing, I think that it might get some attention. I just think it will. And again, it all comes down to the person who wants to put the reward up, and hopefully I'll see them out in public soon or something of that nature. But whatever they want to do, but I don't know. I don't think it could hurt. I think it's our last chance maybe to get a lot of publicity on this thing.
Well, somebody that makes a sign, but I don't know whether one of those sign places would do it for free, that Lackley's, and I don't know what the other ones are. And they could post them, you know, like during Catholic, you usually stop there for that light. You know, they could be on both sides, you know, a sign.
Right.
And they could put a few, and on the internet, is there places where people put stuff for, I don't know if they could run it on their own. See, I don't know anything about internet. Getting in there doing, can they run that on like not something from the city or something where people go in and look up stuff a lot? I know they do each other's say, and maybe put information there. I don't know if anybody's done that.
Well, I will tell you something interesting. When I went and did this story last week on Gypsy Queen, when I met with this girl, Miranda Hundley, who's a very young girl who puts this stuff out on social media, does these episodes, she was very interested in the dog collar story because I brought it up to her, and she really liked that story. So she might be doing something on it. And I think if we have a change in the story, that's a whole different avenue that we've never explored. So I got to figure out what the reward's going to be. Is it only going to be for 7 days? How are we going to do this? And then once I have all the facts, then I can go back to Miranda and say, okay, here's the deal. Do you want to do something on this?
Yeah, don't you think that whoever went up to that, either the two-story, I don't know if it's got an attic, that one window's way up towards the roof. Whoever did that had to be somebody kind of shy and stuff, and I don't get why the dog collar. If I was the roof still, I would go for something lower and something on that first floor where I could get in and out fast. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's why I don't think it had anything to do with money, because certainly you could steal something bigger and less identifiable than the dog collar. So I don't think it had anything to do with money, and that's why I don't think it was destroyed or sold. Because it...
Would they need a big ladder? Not just an ordinary ladder to get up to that second window?
Oh, yeah, they would need a big ladder. Big ladder.
One person would fail.
Yeah,
I would think maybe involved, not just one person.
Well, they definitely need a big ladder. What do you make of this flower pot showing back up this morning with flowers in it? Or Saturday, or I guess Friday night it showed back up.
I don't know. if it's the same one, maybe they listened to the radio or somebody told somebody, so.
I don't know, but it not only did the flower pot return, it's filled with oranges and yellows and all kinds of flowers.
Haven't you lived there for like 9 years?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Well, I would say the people that lived there before, probably nothing with the flower pot, so maybe it was somebody close around that liked it. Maybe a friend did it as a joke.
I don't know. And like I say, I kind of like at this point not knowing who did it, because I think it's a neat little thing that somebody's doing these nice things and not, you know, trying to take credit for them. So I think it's nice, but, you know, dog collar. Flower pot's back at this point, so we'll see. I know somebody knows what's going on 309. So we'll see if 309 and Silverline, we'll see if anybody knows the answers to that.
Most of them, I haven't been out that way, I think, maybe, I don't know if it's been 3 weeks, but we ride out by that other one where that marijuana place is, but I haven't been out that road for a while either.
Okay, well, so, we'll see if anything pops up here.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, well, the question is, what are they building out there on 309? Next to where the depot, the old River Valley School is. I know I had a piece of paper that had that on it at one time, and I cannot remember what I did with that paper. I got a pile of papers here I'd have to go through, but I know I had it at one point. And Silverline, what's going on out at Silverline Windows, or whatever, the Anderson Windows now, is that what it's called? What are they building out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tobias Road, marijuana cultivating area. So there you are. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Good morning, Scott. I'm on for thoughts on what to do with the dog collar. So
oh, good.
Put me in the positive column. But I think there's always been one piece missing out of that whole subject. Have you ever contacted anybody at the Harding Association that they're even on board with what we're trying to do?
Well, I'll tell you, I have not talked to them, and my guess, I think they would be on board with getting it back, and obviously, as I've always said, they would have to verify it before we would give anybody the money. But
sure.
What's interesting to me is I think they would probably not get on board with trying to get it back, much like the court, the Bar Association was never on board with the Lady Justice being returned, but they were sure happy to get it back.
Right, right.
I think they just don't want to get, because they probably got centennial plans coming up on August the 2nd, and they probably wouldn't want to mesh with that, but I'm sure if the dog collar came back, they'd be more than happy.
Well, would they be willing maybe to come on your show and talk about whatever plans they have, and I think more information out there on whatever site it is would really help the cause.
Well, it's interesting because I contacted them Saturday, which they probably didn't get the message till this morning, because I do want to do something that morning. Now, just regardless of whatever happens, I want to do that on something that morning. I want to broadcast from a site that has to do with Harding, whether it's the museum or the home. I mean, if the weather's okay, maybe the memorial. And if nothing else, I'm sure they would let me broadcast from the Historical Society where they have a Harding room down there. So something that day will go on, but my first inclination is to go to them. So I'm waiting to hear back from them about that.
Oh, well, good. That may help the cause.
Yeah, so but I think this might actually, because I don't know that the word about the prosecutor and the police chief ever got out. So
right.
Tying it to centennial of his death, I think that might actually create some news and saying, listen, it's a 7-day window. You got 7 days here. Let's see what happens.
Well, at least you got a $5,000 bait. Well, we'll see where it goes from there, I guess.
That's right. That's right. So we'll see what happens. Well, hey, thanks.
You bet.
All right. The phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, does anybody know what's going on out on 309 by the old River Valley Depot area? The construction out there? I'm pretty sure I had that story at one point, but I don't know what in the world I did with it. And the other question is, what's going on over near Anderson Windows, Silver Line Windows? What's the construction there? Now, this morning we had a question about what's going on Tobias Road, and apparently that's going to be a marijuana cultivating area for the marijuana dispensary out here on Route 95. So we got the answer to that. We'll see if the other two answers show up here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, the other topics of interest here this morning are the return of Harding's dog collar, or possible return of Harding's dog collar. We got a strong vote of confidence with the last caller. 7 days prior, say, listen, you got a 7-day window to return this thing. Right now it's a $5,000 reward. No prosecution, no arrest, but you got to do it in these 7 days. And if anybody wants to add to the reward, that might be interesting as well. If you do, let me know. 740-751-4038. Now, and the flower pot's back. So if you're just tuning in, the flower pot's returned. And not only did it returned with flowers in it. So, you know, I think from now on, when I come on here and complain about something, I'm going to have to wait like 2 weeks before I complain about it, because it might show back up. Interesting things. 38 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any news about what they're building out on 309? Silver Line Windows, near Silver Line Windows, Anderson Windows, the Harding dog collar, or the flower pot returning. Although I don't think there's much to say about the flower pot returning, except that it's back. What more can you say at this particular point? Okay. Well, where are we here this morning now? Well, you know, I was trying to think last week. You know, my brain, I look at these Family Feud questions, and I think, how far did we get? Because really, the last time we did any of this would have been last Thursday. And I was trying to think which answers we had, which answers we didn't have. So I can't remember. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start a new category here. And if anybody, again, has any answers to the questions, what are they doing out on 309? By the Old River Valley High School, or what they're doing near Anderson Windows, let me know. 740-751-4038. And if you're just tuning in, out on Tobias Road, they're building a marijuana cultivating area to supply the dispensary here in Marion. And we've got a $5,000 reward for the Harding dog collar return that will run from July 26th through August the 2nd, August 2nd being the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death and the end of his presidency. Came to an end that day. So there you go, 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind to talk about. And you know something else? Here's a little lesson I've learned before we get into the Family Feud here this morning. Most things in life blow over after a while, and even though there might be tension here and there, eventually they blow over. And what more can you say? Things go back to being pretty much the way they were, more or less. And I think that's a good thing. So there you have it. That's my little word of wisdom for this morning. Okay. Well, here's the category, the new category we have, with about 20 minutes left here. Now, we have 6 answers. Name a sign that you're at a really cheap birthday party. Well, how about that? We were just talking about birthday parties in hour number one. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. Now, I'll tell you this. Every answer begins with no. So, you know, no stuff. There's stuff that you would not have at a birthday party that that clearly most people do have at a birthday party. So the question is, name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. All right, here we go. Let's check the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say no decorations. Do you need something special?
No, that's good. No decorations is number 3 on the list. No decorations is number 3 on the list. Absolutely, that would be a bad birthday party. Go ahead, caller.
No balloons.
No balloons. No balloons on the list. No balloons on the list here today. No decorations, number 3, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
No cake.
No cake, number 1 on the list. No cake is number 1 on the list. You definitely gotta have your cake. No cake, number 1. No decorations, number 3. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No punch?
No punch on the list. No punch. Well, there you go. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. No cake, number 1. No decorations, number 3. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Bring your own bottle?
No drinks on the list.
So,
what are your thoughts on the whole Harding idea? Think this we might actually get the collar back?
I think it's gone, and whoever had it is deceased or moved, and nobody or whoever has it either doesn't know that what it is or they're not going to come forward.
Well, here's my...
go ahead.
No, the question I have is, because here's the thing. When the reward went from 1,000 to 5,000, which is a big difference, that only made the Marion Star. So if you don't get the Marion Star or you don't listen to this show, you probably don't know about that. And also, when the prosecutor, which I think was the big news of that whole thing, when the prosecutor said, we will not prosecute, and the police chief said, we won't arrest anybody, I don't even think that made the newspaper, because by that point, they were down to one reporter. So I don't think that the general public knows that part of it, and I don't think a good portion of the general public knows about the $5,000. So my theory is, if you tie it to Harding's death date, which the 100th anniversary is coming up on August the 2nd, it might get out there, and if it does get out there, that would be, if you know the charges are gone, here's what I will say. If the person's dead, they died in a tragic way, because to get up that ladder, that height, that quick, that person could not have been very old, and that's only 11 years ago. So if they died, they died tragically. My guess is there's a fear of prosecution.
I'm thinking it's they just don't know what they had, or they've gotten rid of it.
You know, but somebody had to tell. My theory on this, somebody had to tell something. That person that day had to say something. Even if they are dead, they had to say something.
Yeah, that's how Charlie found the statue. was somebody said something to somebody, and then, but yeah, you're right, there's nothing come out on this.
Well, you know, and that's an important point you make, that I don't think people realize that, you know, Lady Justice was not earned because the culprit came to Charlie. Somebody, Maxine Neff, a matter of fact, who we had on the air when that whole the Lady Justice restoring was going on, she was the one who called, and I think she put up the reward. And then I think it was the people over at the grain elevator who said, hey, he's got it. So,
yeah,
you know, so, somebody knows something. Let's put it that way.
Or should.
Yeah, I mean, how could this person take this and never tell a soul, ever, and then forget about it or die or not know what was the point anyway? They had to have been like the caller said earlier, there were easier things to take where you wouldn't have had to went to the second floor, and it was dark, so you had to know exactly what you were going in for.
Do you have a picture of the caller that you could post on your website?
You know, yeah, and I think I'm going to do that once we get this specifics on what we're going to do here, because there are pictures of it, because it was a popular item. It was a popular item with the kids, to be honest with you. They were always interested in the dog collar. So I think there's something there.
Hopefully somebody comes forward, or if they don't know what it looks like, they don't know, or they don't know that they have something that is of value. Hopefully they just didn't give it away to like Goodwill or somewhere else.
You have any theories on the flower pot returning on Friday?
I think you PO'd somebody and they felt guilty and brought it back.
And put flowers in it? If they were ticked at me,
No, that's their apology.
Oh, so they feel they did something wrong.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take
it. In case you find out who did it.
You know, I don't think I'll ever find out who did it, because clearly they are not leaving notes and they're not saying anything.
I think it's like the statue. Somebody's going to say something and you're going to get the information second or third hand.
Which, that would be fine. I mean, I certainly wouldn't mind that. So any idea what's going out on 309 or over by Silverline?
No, I hadn't heard anything till you started talking about it.
Well, we certainly got the Tobias Road information quick here this morning.
Yeah, it's amazing what people know.
Yeah, well,
I think they know.
Well, a marijuana cultivating plant, that would have been the last thing on my mind, but that's interesting.
Yes.
So we'll see how it all shakes out.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, 740-51-4038. The category we're in. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. Number one, no cake. Number three, no decorations. Go ahead, caller.
No place to sit.
No place to sit. No place to sit on the list here. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. All right, that is the category here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm going to say no gifts or cheap gifts. I don't know if it means the person giving the party or the one bringing it.
Yep. No presents is number five on the list.
And, Scott, they need to put a picture of it out there, because I have no idea what that looks like, the dog collar.
Well, that would be an interesting thing as well. You know, if the Marion Star would do that, and like I say, maybe if the Columbus media got on it, because I do believe it's probably still here in Ohio. Maybe it'll happen. At least we know we got the 5,000. We got the week. And we'll see if anything gets added to it. Then we'll run the story.
Well, maybe the Marion Star would run it like, especially Sundays. It has some news in it. And do it like maybe once a month or something. And because, you know, the person could be a young person and got married and then separated, and then his wife would have the dog collar. Maybe he didn't get it, and she would know what it is.
Well, would certainly.
You know, somebody could have had that at a sale during those years, and they, you know, bought it or did something, and they wouldn't know it, because, you know, I have no idea what it looks like. So.
Yeah, it's basically a leather collar with a little gold plate on it that says Laddie Boy.
Oh, I thought it was more decorative or something.
No,
you know,
no.
They,
and
And these sign places, I noticed there's one there by Church Street, that building, and then the one downtown, and they just put up one. Where is it? But you can't see it that well. Is it by, not by Marian Catholic going east? There's another one that's just been put up. If they would run that, you know, because it's expensive, like $700 or $800 to run something a month. If they would just run a little thing of that, you know, free, I don't know if they would. And people, you know, see that, because as people, more people see it, maybe.
Well, and also this,
I think.
Maybe this Miranda will do a story on it, and that will help as well.
Yeah, because they have to know what it looks like, because when you're just your dog collar, you might have it. You know, somebody gave it to you or something, you might have it and not even know it, so.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully something good.
Okay.
All right. In our category here this morning, we've got no cake, number one, no decorations, number three, and no presents, number five. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No food.
No food is number two on the list. You've got it. No food shows up at number two on the list here today. No cake, number one. No food, number three. No decoration, or no food, number two. No decorations, number three. No presents, number five. Go ahead, caller.
No birthday cards.
No cards is number six on the list here. No cards, number six on the list. So now we're down to one. No cake, number one. No food, number two. No decorations, number three. No presents, number five. And no cards, number six. Go ahead, caller.
How about no guests?
Not on the list.
Remember that movie, Happy Birthday to Me, and kind of a horror movie? The girl was, like, singing happy birthday to herself. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Depressing, isn't it?
Yeah. One of my birthdays was like that, but at least it was peace and quiet, right?
Well, that's right. Sometimes peace and quiet's okay. You got any thoughts on the flower pot or the dog collar?
I wish somebody would come and do some landscaping for me. Feel free to come to my house and do it. That was quite kind of this person.
Yeah, but you know what? There's something behind all this. It just doesn't make any sense, because the flower pot was gone for more than 2 weeks. There's something up with that.
It's a bit unusual, ain't it?
Yeah.
And
I think go ahead.
The dog collar, it's a publicity stunt, just like Lady Justice. So, who knows?
A publicity stunt in what way? What do you mean?
Well, somebody just did it to get in the spotlight. I mean, the whole Lady Justice thing.
Well, it didn't work for them if they did that, because nobody knows who did it.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? And also, would it be the real collar? Because it's just a dog collar. It would be easy to counterfeit.
Well, no, you have to have it verified.
How are they going to authenticate it? I mean, the Lady Justice, I think, it's hard to counterfeit that. How are they going to authenticate a dog collar? That's been my question, too.
Well, because the people who work at the Harding home now were there when it was originally there, and I'm sure they are not going to put something in the home that they think is a fake.
Okay, but you would agree it's a bit tricky to authenticate it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you would know it if you saw it. It's to get it exactly how it was, I think it would be very difficult.
I mean, because nowadays you can get so many pictures and stuff on the internet. Forgery is a big deal with a lot of things, with autographs. That comes up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In groups where people talk about baseball autographs, and it's like, I know the autographs I have are real, because I, most cases, got them personally from the player.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
But if you buy something online, how do you know?
Yeah, but here's my question. If it was a publicity stunt, again, they got no publicity because nobody knows who did it. And number two, if that's what it was, knowing now that you could collect $5,000 and get no prosecution at all out of it, why wouldn't you bring it back? That would be great publicity.
Maybe the person doesn't know about it. I tend to agree with you. It's probably someone local or regional. I'd like to think everybody listens to the station, but maybe this person doesn't.
Well, the star, it's been in the...
It is a mystery. Have you asked one of your psychic friends? Yes, Kreskin, didn't you? I thought you might have mentioned that. Figure it out.
I think we did at one point, and I don't think anything came of it, but I do think that... it ran in the front page of the Star as well, but I don't think
the media is so fragmented, no matter what it is,
yeah.
it has to, but the $1,000 reward went out big. That went over the AP wire. And I'm thinking approaching the anniversary of Harding's death, that they might be willing to run it again because of that. And if they do run it because of that, and that there's only a seven-day period, all of a sudden the $5,000 will go in there. All of a sudden, the no prosecution, the no arrest. I think that might change somebody's mind.
How about that? Those almost amazing people, weren't they like psychics? Since they're kind of regional, did you ask them? They might have them on the show, maybe like on the first. They may be good to try to figure this out.
I think they're just magicians. I don't know if it'll come that way, but you know what? I do know this. Even if the person's dead, even if the person's destroyed it, I know more than one person knows about this. And at some point, somebody's going to say, I know something. If they feel they are not going to get anybody in trouble, which the no prosecution would do that, I think that would be the key here.
Yeah, I'd like to know. The whole thing is a bit odd, for sure.
Yep, we'll find out.
But I guess it's just something else to look forward to in the great airwaves. You enjoy your flowers, and talk to you later.
All right. Here we go. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. No cake, no food, no decorations, no presents, no cards. One answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost that caller. If that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about no game?
They've got no party favors, so I'll go along with that.
Okay, Scott, I was going to say, why don't you get a psychic? You know that Kay Fran down in Columbus? She was good.
She was.
I
wish she was still around.
Her daughter got killed. The one daughter, and I think the other daughter that did it, I don't know what happened there. She quit doing it, but Kay, they say they don't, but she told things that nobody would know. So I guess it depends maybe on them, because I don't know if I've down to her two or three times and stuff and things, yes.
Yeah, Kay was very good. I had Kay on the show several times and was always interested with her. She was an interesting lady.
Yeah, she was down there at Columbus on, I think it's Fifth Avenue. It's been years since I was down there. But, she was good, and she was funny, too, and stuff. But
you know, I really don't know. I just would have to believe that even if the person doesn't want to come forward, that somebody has to know something. That's what has been so odd about this case in 11 years. Nobody seems to know anything. And that is what is odd. What did they do? Take it and put it in a box and that was it?
Well, maybe a younger person took it, all these things like mystery. And maybe an older person, like, I'm not going to say a parent, grandparent, knows what it's worth, and they're just holding on to it. Maybe 2 years it'll keep going up or something that, you know.
Well,
can a person that works in leather tell if it's something that's made, like if it was made, you know, like before 1920 or, you know, leather, unless they found the same leather about that old, can they kind of tell? Somebody works in leather, whether it's
I would think so. I would think that'd be pretty hard to counterfeit.
If it had the what do you call it? Did it have the name across it, a metal or something?
Yeah, in a gold plating, it said Laddie Boy on it.
That would be kind of hard to, unless they could get in there and really research it to find that. Say the same stuff and things, but.
Yep.
So I think it has to get out there, because if I ask anybody about it, I'm talking to them,
right.
Nothing about it.
Hey, we're out of time, but thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hey, for this day, we've had a fun day today. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you were always so kind to me, and I